Dawn Grey, I am not afraid of death. There's nothing after this, no happy ever after in the family-friendly paradise of alpine chalets on the cover of the booklet my daughter brought me. She's beside herself at the thought of her departing parent entering the fires of hell reserved for non-believers and wearers of the wrong length of shorts for your age. She wouldn't tell me what the right age was, somewhere less than 70. The worry I've had was I'd lose my mind, lose my marbles. But everything is strangely clear. It could be the morphine, except that other times morphine has made me feel I'm wrapped in softness, cushioned me from the world. Now I'm close enough to feel it. The world is shining like it's been rinsed in vinegar. The scarf on the back of the chair is very bright. I don't even have my bedside lamp on. It's just the dawn light and another light lighting everything from inside. That scarf's a fire of blue and white. I feel how I used to feel as a 19-year-old after being up all night, when you go past tiredness and feel doubly alive. Maybe I've been up all my life and now it's time for sleep right when I don't want it. Maybe I would feel differently if I were leaving something perfect and good to mark my life. Don't get the wrong idea, I'm leaving something. I'm comfortably rich and have a decent child who plans to have children of her own, even at her age, God willing. I invested in state privatizations at the right time, which is the second the companies go on sale, if you're interested. But you need money to buy your shares, and perhaps you don't have much. You don't appear to be the sort who has savings. You'd need to have paid off your debts for a start. I hear nurses have big debts. I put all my profits into rental. I've got more than 200 tenants now. I rent out to the good sort, nurses, teaching assistants, nice, reliable people, people like you. And my flats are all very well kept. Not that it's altruism. I don't want a lot of coke-snorting sales executives wrecking my flats. People like you keep things nicely. You know what I'm leaving to the world in memory of my life, don't you? I'm leaving more of the same. My daughter, I suppose you've met her, inherits. I'm her sole surviving parent. Been on my own for such a long time that the togetherness of my married life is a memory that feels foreign to me. It's like my portion of happiness happened to someone else. Jill won't mind having the portfolio of flats. She believes in being comfortable as well as in forgiveness and the Lord. My husband saw people often at night. The doctors called it night terrors, visions. I didn't tell him that once I saw one too, standing at the end of our bed. He had sat up in his sleep, which woke me, and I saw it, just standing there, watching him. I knew it was real as you are sitting there just next to it. No, it's not there now, but you're like it. The room is full of pools of light, but I can't quite make you out. I can't quite make out what you think of me. I don't believe it matters, does it? We all have to go, and then what difference will it make if the massing up of comfort is changed or not? It needs a brute to change it. Well, I never wanted to be brutish. I'm gentle, and now I'm old. Will you say it will be all right? I wish you would, whoever you are. I wish you would say something.